Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now. Hey, Dan here from Heed the Call. You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
We know you're uncertain about psychics. Is this fortune teller you found on a forum legit?
Your one true love is...
me!
That's why California psychics reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work with us. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. New customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. So, experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Kids. They grow up so fast. One day they're taking their first steps, and the next, they don't fit into the tiny sneakers they took them in. You blink your eyes and their princess dress is two sizes too small, and their dinosaur backpack isn't cool anymore. But don't cry because they're growing up. Smile, because you can profit off of it. For real, there are a bunch of parents on Depop looking for the stuff your kid just grew out of. Download Depop to start selling.
Jim Kawakami, the editor-in-chief of the very athletic Bay Area. Jim Kawakami.
Tim Kawakami, who's covered the NBA for over two decades, and more specifically, the Golden State Warriors over the last 12 years.
This is the TK Show.
Hey, everybody. Tim Kawakami here, the TK Show, recording from my home studio. Speaking of somebody who's in Florida, one of those cities in Florida, I'm not even quite sure where, at the winter meetings. It's Giants manager Tony Vitello. First time on the show, Tony. I really appreciate it. Been waiting for this. How you doing today?
I'm doing well. Embracing the chaos. We're down in Orlando. And it, first of all, it's insane how much land is taken up by Disney World, all the convention centers, everything that's in the heart of this city. And we are definitely filling up two hotels here as it relates to all of MLB. And it's been fascinating to watch how all this goes.
Well, that was going to be my first question. I think I've done one or two of them, and it really is kind of like wait around, and then boom, boom. And then you react to a couple of news, and then you wait around and you talk. As a manager, as a first-time manager, like, what's it kind of been like to kind of go through this weird concoction of things that are the winter meetings?
Yeah, I think in the rooms, you know, downstairs or in the lobby, it's been a little bit more of almost, I find myself keeping my head down. Mm-hmm. I'm new to all this, so don't want to take up too much space or say too much. But in the room where we've been meeting a suite with all the Giants reps, it's been a really inviting environment as far as just everybody speak up on any topic or any player. So we've been conducting a lot of business in a way I think is very informal, and collaborations at a high level. So that excites me. And then the other thing, since we've been here, sorry to sidetrack, but
sure.
Jeff Kent's announcement, and then mm-hmm. three representatives of the organization, like Matt Chisholm, you know, wins a big award last night, and a couple of our clubbies also won in an award later today. I don't know if that's been announced, but high standards for the Giants.
Yeah, you got to meet these. Jesus, Chiz.
Yeah, no pressure.
Congratulations, Chiz, who helped set this up, by the way. So clearly that's why he won the award, that last step he had to get to set this up. So
Exactly. And I've got a lot of debuts I got to make, but the TK debut is certainly one I'm excited about. So
Way up there. Well, yeah, I mean, does that give a good vibe to it? You know, I know Posey and other guys went to the Kent presser. You got other guys winning awards. Does that kind of give you a little buzz during a meetings when you got guys being kind of singled out that are connected to your organization?
It does. You know, first off, it, you know, allows for the group to get together yet again. And obviously there's a lot of relationships here. So guys spin off and do their own thing. And there's a bunch of different meetings going on at once. So it's a time where we can get out of the meeting room, but yet everybody's together. And then more importantly, just recognizing great efforts. I was planning on saying this. I hope I'm asked about a similar question when I meet with the media as a manager. Yeah, it validates what I thought when I first got hired. I was just like, well, this guy's a superstar. And then I'd meet somebody else and say, this lady's incredible, her energy and how organized she is. So it kind of validates my opinion. I'm glad I don't have to recalibrate my opinion on folks. And we truly are surrounded by some superstars.
I don't know. You might have to recalibrate on Chisholm. I'm not sure about that one.
Well, yeah, we don't want him getting a big head with this.
No. That's the worst thing. I know you can't speak specifically, you don't want to other teams' moves, but the Dodgers are the ones sitting there. It's the question everybody, especially in NL West, gets asked. The report is they're signing Edwin Diaz, you know, the best closer on the market. I'm not going to ask you specifically about that. That's not official. But, you know, there's certain ways to approach this. You can either say the Dodgers, we're going to put them up on the board. They're our target. That's who we're going after. Or there's a way like, hey, we just got to be our best selves. If we just do that, we'll be fine. Let's not talk specifically about the Dodgers. What's your approach, you think, to this looming two-time champion with all the superstars, always going to be adding things in your division, your oldest rival? Sure. What's your approach to that one?
Yeah, I think you gave the best way to say it. I don't know that I would have even thought of it or put it into those terms, but I'm going to steal your answers. How can we become the very best version of who we are? And it's now that the season's over, and I wasn't a part of it, so nobody slashed my tires, but 81 and 81 is kind of a fun number. You are sitting literally right at 500 and right at a breaking point where if you're worse, it's incredibly disappointing, and you literally are labeled a losing team. And if you just teeter a little bit towards the other direction, not only are you a winning team, but you're pretty dang close to the playoffs. So I think right now it's how do you get separation from that 81 losses, and how do you distance yourself from that? And I think for some of the big market teams out there that are going to spend big money, whether it's, you know, Schwarber or Kyle Tucker, two of the biggest names as far as finances go in the offseason. Whoever's going to add to their roster and make it great on paper, that's a problem for all of Major League Baseball to deal with when the season rolls around, is you're going to have to beat the best if you want to, you know, of course, be the best is the cliche, but just if you want to be successful, you're going to have to beat the very best players in the world. And for some of these teams that, again, have spent good money a lot of them are clumped together on one roster.
Yeah, this is obviously an executive decision, an ownership decision, but it's been made fairly clear, I think, to us that the Giants aren't going to be reckless, certainly, in spending. They're may not be into the whole $150 million to $200. I know, again, that's not your department, but as someone who deals with this, how do you talk to your clubhouse? How do you, like, hey, there might not be a major addition here, but we've got enough. Like, do you have those conversations with your guys when you see everything else that's going around MLB?
Not entirely. And as of right now, a lot of the introspective thoughts that have been thrown around have been about who are the minor league guys that we need to discuss and what, how do we need to get them better? Where are they at with their health? And then, of course, going over the major league roster as well. And what are some spots we need to fill? And if you do add a player, I think you use the phrase maybe great player or whatever shine you want to put on somebody. To me, it was always a great addition at whatever college I worked at if you added a winning player, regardless of cost. And then once the game starts, you don't see a guy with a dollar figure over his head. You see him with a Giants hat on. And if he's helping your team win more games, and that might be a guy that's a, you know, I know back when the Nats won, they felt like a pinch hitter that was added, you know, didn't come with a big price tag, barely got any at bats, but he contributed so much to them being able to win a World Series.
Miguel Rojas for the Dodgers. I go back to that team. You know, you wouldn't have expected it. Well, you talk about the minor league players. The name that is always on Giants fans' mind is the number one prospect that in every regard, Bryce Eldridge. Sure. You're someone who's worked with young players. You've studied young players. I know you were, I guess, recruiting Bryce Eldridge years ago.
Yeah, heavily.
From what you've seen, from what the conversations are, what's your view of where he can be this coming season?
Well, you always kind of look to a kid's foundation as a player, but also a person, and really enjoyed getting to know his family. His parents, it was interesting. I think they both contributed in different ways to Bryce's development as a player and a person. But what came out was, you know, an incredibly high character kid. So if you just show up to the ballpark and you see him hit a homer, it's like, man, this guy is a massive person. You know, he could be a volleyball or basketball star, but he's on the baseball field and he's clearly got skill. But I think one of the reasons he's so highly thought of in the organization is one of the reasons we were so excited about him and thought maybe he would turn down the draft is he's a kid of, you know, strong value and strong character. And I think that's what's made him so well liked by people, of course, in combination with the skill set. But as we kind of already touched on, my theme is these are the best players in the world. So everybody's going to have skill. But he's got a lot of everything that you want in a player.
Buster has mentioned in the past, I don't know, just recently, that he needs some more time at first base to think of him as a first baseman at the major league level. At this point, do you think he's a first baseman, or is he, if he plays in the majors this coming year, is he mostly going to be a DH?
Yeah, I think the thing you have to do is, again, backtrack to the foundation. He was an outstanding pitcher. And so that took away from a lot of reps. And I haven't been asked this specifically about him yet, so I'm glad you are. The other thing is he's not exactly from Texas or Arizona or Southern California. He has not played a lot of baseball. And when you say that out loud or you look at it statistically, it kind of gets you really excited about what he can do in the areas that everybody's not raving about. Because right now, the first thing that comes to mind is power. And there are a lot of areas he needs to get better. Well, it would be a little depressing if he did. If you look at his background, you'd kind of be like, well, how much better is this guy going to get as a player? But when you investigate there's a lot to get excited about. He could still be in college right now. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of juniors in college that we coach where it's finally starting to come into a deal where he's a complete player. We recruited him because of this. But now he's maturing as a kid. And so, again, a different level, different progression. But having said that, look at how quickly everything's happened for this guy and how much of a, you know, runway he has in front of him as a player.
You guys have not announced officially the full coaching staff yet. I know some names have come out. You've discussed Ron Washington, obviously a huge favorite in the Bay Area, a huge favorite around baseball. Just pending the announcement, I won't ask you specific names other than that, although most of them have come out. What have you tried to do with this coaching staff? What do you think this coaching staff kind of tells us about the way the Giants are going to play the next two, three, four, whatever, however many years?
Yeah, that's a better question to ask because the fans and the organization are more important than me. But one thing with my input, and again, I think it was pretty cool. We collaborated as a group of, you know, who would be good for this or what are, you know, devil's advocate. Why would you not hire this guy? All those conversations. A lot of my input was when I come to work, I want to be excited about it and want to have fun. And, you know, you certainly in a first year situation like this, where criticism's going to probably come at a high level, like it or not, you want to have a loyal group around you. So a lot of it was just like, who would I want to go get something to eat with? Who do I want to hang out with in the office extra time? Who's going to be in the dugout, you know, after a tough loss that you don't mind, you know, being around and going back into battle with the next day? So that was kind of at the forefront of my mind. But also when you did look outwardly and look at the players, what if I was a player, would I want to have? If I'm an infielder, who do I want? You know, do I want arguably the best infield coach in the entire world around me? Yes. I also wouldn't mind, you know, a young up and comer that, and Wash will work like crazy, but, you know, can I get somebody else too that's going to be with me at odd hours or somebody that's closer to my age that I can talk to certain things about? And I'm just talking off the cuff, but really talking about covering as many blind spots as possible.
Did you have a sense like, I want this many if I can from my Tennessee staff? I want to make sure I have this many major league veterans. I mean, I know it's not never an exact thing, but was there kind of a, you know, back and forth on what numbers you want to do just based on those categories?
Yeah, it's kind of like dealing with our roster right now. I don't think you want to put yourself in a box and have an exact number of this or that, but there was just general ideas of, you know, for instance, based off my background, you can't have no other person that served as a manager, not in your dugout, in my opinion. And with Jace Tingler and Ron Washington, if I'm even allowed to say those names,
theoretically, those two.
Theoretically speaking, is that wise to not have that experience in the dugout? I don't think it would be. It would be crazy on the offensive side or the pitching side to have somebody that did not have significant big league experience, whether it be coaching or have played in the big leagues. There were certain boxes to check for, you know, brevity's sake, can put it that way.
Is there a play style that I don't think any manager or coach really wants to get nailed down other than the fast, aggressive, all those things we normally hear. We've heard a lot about put the ball in play. Not, you know, that's a Buster thing. Clearly, I don't think that's a general baseball thing, but you definitely hear that. Don't have to be swinging it for the fences. You know, Oracle Park is not a home run hitting park, obviously. Is that a major emphasis here? Like, let's get coaching and let's get players who don't strike out as much as maybe other teams do and just get the ball in play and see what happens then.
Toast the holidays in a new way and raise a glass of rumchata. A delicious creamy blend of horchata with rum. Enjoy it over ice or in your coffee. Rumchata, your holiday cocktails just got sweeter. Tap or click the banner for more. Drink responsibly. Caribbean rum with real dairy cream, natural and artificial flavors. Alcohol 13.75% by volume, 27.5 proof. Copyright 2025 Agave Logo Brands, Pewaukee, Wisconsin. All rights reserved.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning,
Switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Marshall's buyers are hustling hard to get amazing new gifts into stores, right up to the last minute. Like a designer perfume for that friend who never RSVP'd. Wishlist topping toys for her kids who came too. Mm-hmm. Belgian chocolates for the neighbor. A cozy scarf for your boss. And a wool jacket for your husband that you definitely did not almost forget. Marshalls. We get the deals. You get the good stuff. Even at the last minute. Find a Marshalls near you.
Coca-Cola. For the big. For the small. The short. And the tall. Peacemakers. Risk takers. For the optimists. Pessimists. For long distance love. For introverts and extroverts. The thinkers and the doers. For old friends and new. Coca-Cola. For everyone. Pick up some Coca-Cola at a store near you.
I think it's just an area of improvement. You know, an area to improve upon, if you will. Base running's come up as well. Outfield play defensively has come up as well. And again, too, it's baseball. There's always going to be something you can get better at. But when something glaring comes up and your numbers get a little too skewed one way or the other, you definitely would like to make an adjustment. So I grew up in St. Louis where Whitey Ball, I was real young, but I was a big baseball fan, and Whitey Herzog had a very specific look to his teams and style of play. I don't know if that exists at such a high level anymore. I think a lot of it is, you know, working with the roster that you have. And speaking of the winter meetings, things can literally change on a dime. Yep. You know, you might add two guys that are, you know, speed guys for whatever reason within a 3-day period. All of a sudden, you just became more of a base stealing team than you originally were. So, hey, I'm probably not the best for me to say out loud, but I'm still getting to know the roster. Mm-hmm. And then there's a decent amount of youth too, I think. And who knows, there could be some additions or maybe even not, but I think it'll be up to us during spring training to get the vibe of who this group is. But I think as it relates to Buster, with his leadership and the success that took place, you want your team to reflect that leadership to some extent. A guy who's willing to do whatever it takes to win, a guy who's always competing. He's certainly not scared of competition or the big moment. So there'll be some emphasis or an effort to be put in to have a certain style, but I don't think we're at a point where we can kind of make a blanket statement for that.
You've mentioned at Tennessee, you were proud of, and you did look for, to kind of encourage your players to show their personality. Don't hold back, whatever that meant, you know, in the dugout. We certainly saw with your guy Drew Gilbert when he was with the Giants. What does that really mean? I mean, like, just say, hey, if you want to go crazy, go crazy. What generally is communicated when you're saying, I want my players to be able to show their personalities?
Yeah, and it certainly doesn't mean choke anybody. That was never on the dry erase board during meetings. And I don't even think it was, you know, with all due respect, not the way you said it too. Like, I don't ever remember our coaching staff at Tennessee illustrating it that way to the guys. It was more an understanding of, in order to be a good baseball player, you have to be comfortable in your own skin. You're the only guy on the mound, and the game starts when you decide, I know there's a pitch clock, to throw the ball. Or when you're in the batter's box, you're literally representing your entire team in that batter's box. So you could be embarrassed at any moment. You could get credit. But there's a lot of responsibility that's on your shoulders. And if you're not comfortable with who's a part of those, whose shoulders they are, it's you. It's not a good start. And I think from there, just the culture piece, that's an overused word, at Tennessee became one where guys understood they need to be comfortable in their own skin. And what kind of spun out of that was a lot of personality and a lot of moments that were well-liked, a lot of moments where you didn't see it, but behind the scenes, I had to correct behavior and tell Liam Doyle, like, this is not a bar fight. This is a baseball game. Yeah. So, you know, but I would rather have, you know, guys playing too hard or showing too much emotion than not enough. I mean, the World Baseball Classic is one where there's probably several moments where it's like, well, that got too heated or that got out of hand. But I'll tell you what, that's entertaining baseball. And you would never doubt that those guys are playing hard or that it means a lot to them.
Yeah, you'd rather be able to pull it back a little than say, hey, I need you to show a little bit more emotion, I imagine. It's a little easier that way. But Buster mentioned that you kind of perked up when your initial conversations about possible recruiting, because you've done it obviously at a very high level. SEC, no matter what, is at a high level. Have you been able to do that in free agency? Is there a difference? Clearly, these are grown men talking about hundreds of millions of dollars. But yeah. Have you been able to kind of inject yourself into some of these discussions, and how has that gone?
Yeah, I think so. And I think the word recruiting can cover a lot of different things. I mean, when you're talking about putting together a coaching staff, again, we treat it as a group effort. But I had a lot of phone conversations that were in addition to maybe a Zoom call or an in-person interview. Where you have to explain what your vision is and, you know, what things look like in order to capture that person's interest. And, you know, of course, the people we hired were all, in my opinion, talented enough to do other things too. So it's kind of like a young kid and their family. They probably have other options. So everyone's got a different way of recruiting, selling, however you want to phrase it. But I think at the very least, you do want to be able to provide an accurate vision. And if that matches there, then it'll work out. So that can happen on a lot of different levels. And it doesn't just mean about convincing a player to do something, because as you mentioned, for a lot of these players, $5 is more than $1. So you can convince me even at this age to do a lot of dumb stuff for $5.
One thing that I guess wasn't recruiting, but again, Posey mentioned how important it was that when you talk to Bochy and you talk to Dusty Baker, that they both really gave their thumbs up. What, from your vantage point, was it, did it feel like you were like recruiting each other? Like, was that you're going through the process? Was that you need to hear from them what the Giants committee had? How did those conversations come about? And what's it like when you got, hey, you got Dusty Baker talking to you? That must feel a little special just to know that.
That last part kind of wipes out everything you just said. It was more of hang up the phone, call somebody and say, holy, you know, shoot, you won't believe who I just talked to. So that was literally the immediate follow-up to talking with Dusty. And I don't know if I should admit that or not, but, you know, visiting with him was just an honor in general, but then it was real educational. And for me, it was more about just asking some questions and trying to learn. And then, you know, doing the same with Boach was great, but even better because, you know, I got to hang out with him in person and we met up and my parents were with me, and how kind he was to my family kind of overshadowed everything that was baseball talk. But the baseball talk was pretty special as well.
You said you expect Joe Maddon said a critical thing, but I saw you handled it very well. Just, hey, I know it's coming. This is going to happen. And you said, Joe's somebody I want to talk about how this happened. Have you been able to talk to Joe?
No, I haven't. But if I did, I would say thank you. One of the best moments I've ever had in my life was going to Game 7 of the World Series when the Cubs won. My dad is from Chicago. We sat in the living room watching WGN many days, and sometimes we'd go to Wrigley, and it obviously involved a lot of losses. They've had a ton of success as of late, but you know, for that pinnacle moment to happen and for us to be there in person, and I think Joe was incredibly instrumental with that group. It's crazy how this world works out that he's not there in a couple of years. But yeah, the first thing I would say is thank you. And I didn't hear it. I didn't listen to it. I kind of take the Arch Manning approach of, I really liked his interview the other day. And he's like, I didn't know that. I don't get on social media as much. So I don't even to this point, even know exactly what he said, but I think he was defending his peer group more than he was attacking me. And even if he was attacking me, I think if we did get to have that conversation, he would be appreciative of how I've looked at him as a coach and the things I've said about him and the examples we've used of him to coach our team at Tennessee, I think would be pretty cool for him to hear.
All right, Tony, I will wrap this up with a version of a question I ask everybody. And I hope to ask you several times over the years. But for the first time, I will ask you, Tony, what's your favorite TV show right now?
Yeah, right now is tough, but I think Seinfeld really holds up for
wow,
me.
And wow.
Yeah, that's now you could maybe call that outdated. But there's always something to do in recruiting. And now with this job, it's I'm so far behind it depresses me. Mm-hmm. So you always have some work to do. So to get caught up in something where you got to pay attention to every single detail is tough to do. Seinfeld, I probably could not look at the TV and act out the scenes in my brain, you know, just by hearing the words, and it's still entertaining to me. So I'm not good at picking favorites, but that's my first reaction. Some good lines from that to use in everyday life.
Absolutely. Comfort TV, but that also cracks you up when you're like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that line. That's a pretty good dang line. So
for sure.
Excellent. Seinfeld, that's a good one. I'm used to football coaches talking about all these like bloody dramas and all that kind of thing. And Seinfeld's a good one to come up.
I don't like getting, you know, I did watch Jason Bateman's pretty dang good. I think he's from Missouri, my home state, if I'm not mistaken, but he did Ozarks. And then that recent one was about a restaurant. Those things, that intense TV, I usually don't watch TV unless it's late at night. And before I go to bed, I'm probably already stressed out enough. Yeah. I don't need to be freaking out over what's going on the TV.
Ozark was kind of tense. I'll tell you.
Yeah. That. Yeah. That was during COVID. I had to kind of shut it down. I think it was like literally affecting my dreams. So I would follow it up with a goofball show like Family Guy or Seinfeld, or just not watch it.
All right, Tony, listen, I appreciate it. Love the Seinfeld closing. This is a great way to close the show. That's the reason why I asked that question. Thank you so much. I promised to get you out right about now. So let's get you. I know you got some other media stuff. I'm glad you saved all the good stuff for me. I do appreciate that.
Yeah, I might have to recycle some answers. And here's the not saying anything dumb downstairs.
Okay, we'll see if that happens. We'll see. We'll see. We'll be the judge of that. All right, Tony, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Show for today, everybody.
Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.